the business on RTE Radio 1 with Bank of Ireland. As Ireland's enterprise bank, we're lending to over 500 businesses and farmers every week.
Well, this week saw the 40th anniversary of the fall of Saigon, the capital of South Vietnam, to the Viet Cong. The event marked the end of the Vietnam War and the start of a transition period leading to the formal reunification of Vietnam. That country's more recent history has been marked by an economic and social transformation. From a country ravaged by the effects of war and famine, it's made extraordinary progress in reducing poverty and developing a market economy. Michael O'Kane has this report on some Irish connections with one of the fastest growing economies in Southeast Asia.
Their tanks had thundered down the length of Vietnam all the way from Hanoi. Now they crossed Saigon's boulevards and their foot-weary infantry plodded past the deserted military barracks.
Newsreel there from Sandy Burnett on the ITN News, April 1975, covering the iconic events of the fall of Saigon. In more recent times, Vietnam has experienced some dramatic changes in business fortunes. And one Irish company, which has been in Vietnam now for 20 years, is CAE Park Aviation. They're based in Ho Chi Minh's District 1. Not so long ago a modest business area, now the thriving centre for all international affairs. Their chief executive is Frank Collins.
We started off supplying pilots to the Vietnamese airline when they got their first Western aircraft. We supply three airlines within Vietnam. We've opened up an office this week, in fact. It's one of our fastest growing markets. They've grown 96% in the last 5 years. The government is spending a huge amount of money developing additional airports.
I had also visited Vietnam 20 years ago and had the opportunity to return again earlier this year.
In terms of sound, the whir of the bicycle wheel has been replaced by the roar of the Honda 50 or the 125. Or you don't need a license for any motorbike which is less than 50cc. So. And in a city of 8.5 million people, they reckon that there are over 6 million motorbikes. It's one sign of change, I suppose.
In business terms, Frank Collins has also observed plenty of other changes in his time in Vietnam.
Well, Vietnam has got a population of about 90 million. The middle class is growing quite fast, and there's now an appetite for travel. I mean, when you consider Vietnam as population-wise is bigger than the UK or, in fact, any European country, the people are now starting to travel for the first time. It's opening up internationally. So not only are the Vietnamese travelling, but there's a lot of international people travelling into Vietnam, both from a tourist point of view and also from an industry and a commerce point of view. All of that is driving additional air traffic.
There are lots of Irish companies like CAE Park Aviation that have been making moves in the Vietnamese market, particularly in the meat industry, where Irish Minister for Agriculture, Simon Coveney, recently announced that agreement had been reached with the veterinary authorities in Vietnam to allow for the importation of pork meat from Ireland. Other links are being forged too in education and training.
Vietnam and Ireland, we do have like a really very strong connection from the very top level of the country. In fact, like the Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Hai, is, you know, used to study in UCD and the Trinity College in Dublin.
That's Coy, who has just returned to Ho Chi Minh after a year studying in Dublin. He now leads Visa's marketing team for Vietnam, Laos and Cambodia.
We are a consuming country. I work in the payment industry, so I see that people keep spending and spending. Food and beverage, retail, they still have a really strong prospect for Vietnam. You know, we will buy things. We are not really a saving country. This year, we hit like 6% in GDP growth, especially when you go to the supermarket, because they know that they spend the money. So that's what I'm very positive about the country.
Coy was one of the 50 students in the last couple of years awarded a scholarship to the Smurfit Graduate Business School in Dublin. The dean there, Kieran O'Hogarty, hopes this link-up will bode well for both countries in the future.
We have a programme with Irish Aid through the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, about 25 students per year on what we call IDEA scholarships. And that means they're really, it's a very competitive scholarship system that brings very good students from Vietnam and also brings Vietnam into the school. So what we think is particularly valuable is in an economy that's developing at a rapid rate, that we can make a contribution to its development and that our graduates will be ambassadors for Ireland in the future. So at some stage in the future, one of these, at least one of these graduates, will be a CEO of a leading Vietnamese company.
And finally, Frank Collins of CAE Park Aviation is also extremely positive about the opportunities for Irish companies to do business in Vietnam.
there's a large number of Irish people down in Vietnam, and I'd certainly strongly encourage any Irish company that's looking to expand into Southeast Asia, Vietnam is a country that they have to look at. But once you get the relationship, you can stay there for a long time. They're quite good at building relationships and staying with customers that deliver a service and a product that they're happy with. So once you're in, you're there for a long time.
Michael O'Kane reporting there, and that report was made with the assistance of the Simon Cumbers Media Fund.